Now pass comes in to Skagway. We start the second quarter. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound comes down to Whitehead. And she gets the ball back out to Jensen. Jensen kind of tries a Hail Mary pass over on the right-hand side. And it just goes out of bounds. And it is 13-0. Una up over Skagway. Una has the ball now. Passes over the fourth court. Glover dribbling. The ball picks up her dribble. Skagway has turned into a man-to-man defense. And we'll see how that's going to work out. Stevenson immediately gets the ball in the post and works her way up and over Kara Whitehead for the bucket. That's how that works. Quick two for Boone. Gets the ball up on the right side to Selmer. And the trap immediately comes. Selmer just kind of hanging on to the ball, waiting for the trap to come and get her. And it does. And she dribbles out of the baseline and dribbles out of bounds. And that's a point that Jessica Lees has got to figure out how to get the ball into Selmer's hand and then right out at Selmer's hand, as opposed to just having her wait for that trap to come in. She's got to make a move when she gets the ball. Stevens gets a vote for Kuna and blocked by Whitehead. Beautiful man-to-man defense by Whitehead. Able to steal the ball from Stevens. Nice play. Over to Cox on the left, and it gets right back to the right-hand side. Now Jensen's got a little team. Cox on the left elbow. Cox has an opening. Her jump shot off the rim. No good there for the rebound. However, her putback no good. Off of a knee and out of bounds. That's going to go off of Stevenson's knee from Hornet. It's going to be remaining Skagway basketball. Everett's inbound ball. We're trying to get it over to Selmer, but the pass is intercepted by Lockerbie, although she stepped out of bounds before she was able to save it. Nice anticipation again by Huna. And Al Weber's pass, ill-conceived pass on that one. It was just picked right off by Ronnie Roberts. And that's something that does so well. Anticipate. And speaking of anticipation, Kara Whitehead gets into the passing lane, tips it, unable to come up with it. It goes back to Huna. Now Stevenson's driving into the lane, puts up a one-handed jumper. No good. Who's there for the rebound? Alaska Scaffold said. Now she does travel with the basketball, but Scaffold impacting the basketball game, even though she's got a pronouncement on the court. Skagway's got the ball now quickly into the forecourt, and Cox finds an open Selmer down low. Selmer shot up and good. Beautiful look by Cox to Selmer, and Selmer right in the wheelhouse lays it up and in for 2:15-2 to score 6:08 to go in half. Muna has the ball in the forecourt, and looks like they turned it over. They sure did. The pass over on the left side to Lockerbie, her foot just over the out-of-bounds line, and there he just gets all that Skagway basketball. So 6:02 left to go in the first half. 15-2 school. Una up over Skagway, and has Skagway figured out a little bit of this Rays defense. Look, Una keeps doing the same thing. They trap. They trap all over the place. And Skagway's got to realize that two defenders are on one defender. Boy, somebody's got to be open. So they're starting to look for that. And hopefully that last basket was just the beginning of the flow of bucket. Okay, gotta hope. Gotta hope. And when it comes out of the huddle, so Skagway, it's going to be Skagway basketball. And we're just going to have just one player up high on the semi-pressure defense. She's going to guard the point guard. And it looks like it's a full court 1-3-1. Well, it goes three-quarter court 1-3-1. And Jensen quickly gets into the lane, has an elbow jumper, knocks it down for two. There you go, beauty. 15-4. Skagway now trails by only 11. And Luna has the ball. Glover has it up at the top of the key, defended by Cox. They're going to work this man-to-man team. Scaffoldhead has it, takes a couple of dribbles, puts up a jump shot, no good. And rebound comes down. It's kind of scrambled for on the floor. Kara Whitehead picks it up. Gets it to Jensen and over to Cox. And Skagway's man-to-man defense is working a little bit. Whitehead gets it over on the left-hand side. Wants to get rid of it, gets it over to Cox. Cox is going to try and dribble into the right. Gets an open Jensen. Jensen's going to put up a shot. She's going to miss it. And the rebound fought for and out of bounds off of Kara Whitehead. That was a nice open look for Skagway. That's something they're trying to get. They've had a hard time getting so far, but that open look. Though it didn't go down. Nice attempt. All right, Scaffold set. Has the ball now for Huna. We got some action down low. Monique Glover's going to be called for the push down low. And that's it. Skagway basketball, although really it's a one-on-one situation, which the officials don't catch, and just a bad job of officiating by these officials, and the Skagway is in the bonus and doesn't get the two free throws, or at least the one-on-one situation. Instead, Fuda comes up and it attempts a layup but is unable to get it. The officials aren't going to listen to me way up here and tell them that they did a bad job. Whitehead now has the ball on the interior, puts up a shot, no good. Weber there trying to fight for the rebound, and it's pulled out by Scaffoldstead, who's going to race up the right-hand side of the court, and her lay-in attempt is no good. Battle for the rebound comes down to Jensen. It's outletted to Cox, and Cox wants to get it back into the hands of the front guard, Jensen. Jensen's going to run up on the right side, find Selmer. Selmer's kind of just hanging out, and her pass is picked off by Ronnie Roberts. Glover now has it over on the left-hand side to Lockaby. Lockaby finds a cutting Scaffoldstead, whose shot in the lane goes up and is good. Making it 17-4. Una over Skagway. Boy, official error. No. Shot goes up by Skagway, and it just goes off the glass and back to Whitehead. Whitehead gets it back out to Weber. Weber's putback attempt is good, but it's out of bounds, and it's going to be off of Puna. 3:57 to go in the half. 17-4 the score. Puna up over Skagway. Al Weber to inbound the ball on the right-hand side in the forecourt. And her pass is picked off by Ronnie Roberts. Skagway's not being very careful with where they throw the basketball. And their passes are getting picked off left and right. And you've just got to throw a couple of ball fakes in there before you can just go ahead and throw it like a 20-foot chest pass. They're passing is easily filled by the defense. And Skagway defense breaks down on the inbound play. Morgan Stevenson gets the ball on the block and puts it in for two. There's a foul. In the forecourt, it is Cox. And finally, the officials get the one-on-one call. I'm applauding them. I think that's great. That is the eighth team foul now on Huna. And Cox will go to the line, shooting a one-on-one. 42-5 is good. 15-5 is scored. Helping the up over Skagway. Cox getting set, ready to take the second shot. Up and good. Two in the score column for Matty Cox. It's 6 to score. Scores 13. Skagway's working that man-to-man, and they look a little lost in it. Stevenson has the ball on the baseline on the right-hand side. She's picked up her dribble, tries to get it in the interior. Scaffoldstead unable to handle the pass. Al Weber there to fight for the jump ball situation. The tie-up results in Fuda basketball. And Scaffoldstead so strong, even though Weber beat her to the ball, she was able to force the tie-up. Weber not giving up any ground, goes to the floor wrestling for that basketball. Great effort by Weber. A little confusion on the court. The officials talking it over. The basketball. He said, oh, and a nice pick situation. Oh, boy. They run that interior pick so well, does Huna. Scaffoldstead threw a beautiful pick for Stevenson. Stevenson curled around, missed the shot. Scaffoldstead got the rebound. Her attempt at the putback also missed. But she was fouled in the process. We'll go to the line, shooting two. First shot up, and no good by Scaffoldstead. First. Up. Second shot up, no good. And ball bounces out. Nobody was in rebounding position, Scaffoldstead. The shooter gets the rebound, and they're going to reset again. Roberts with the ball on the right-hand side. Feeds it into the post to Scaffoldstead. Scaffoldstead shot no good. She gets her own rebound, no good, and is fighting in the interior. Boy, that kid is strong. What a tough, tough player Alaska Scaffoldstead has turned out to be. She's got a bum knee. She's limping around out there, and yeah, outworking everybody to the basketball from Scaffoldstead. And she's just strong. Just a burly, strong player. Her brother on the boys' side, Torsten Scaffoldstead, is the same sort of player. And, you know, I was talking to the coach a little bit, and that's his go-to guy on both sides, with the girls and the boys side of their basketball program. Scaffolded is intense. They're workhorses, and they will out-hustle you up and down the court. And hopefully Skagway is going to kind of figure out if that's something that they need to do as well. They don't have all of the skills necessary. They don't have all those. They don't have a LeBron. They don't have a Magic Johnson, you know. What they've got is they've got a group of kids, a great group of kids, who are eager to learn and a little bit green. So what they've got to bring to the floor is hustle. And so something that they've got to work on. They need motivation. Here we go now. Skagway's got the ball and crosses over the short court. Jensen has it over to Cox on the left-hand side. Cox gets it to Mokolarvin. Mokolarvin's jump shot is blocked by Glover. And, oh, nice hustle by Skagway. Ralph into the game now, and she gets right down into the mix. The Lady Rowell comes up with the ball, and she's going to go to the line to shoot one and one. Boy, nice play by Rowell. Way to get in. Speaking of that, hustle. Skagway turning up a little bit of the intensity. Getting the hustle, too. Now he's going to go to the line with 2:48 to go in the half. 19-6 is the score from Huna. Huna up over Skagway. First free throw attempt. Up. No good. Long off the rim. And the officials are going to give her a second attempt at it. Looks like we had a lane violation. So it's another one-on-one try. And the first shot up. Good. Battle for the rebound. Looks like that's going to go off of Buna. It's going to be Skagway basketball. Now Weber in there battling for the rebound. And she's going to be the player to inbound the ball. She wants to try and throw it long to the point guard, but she didn't throw it long enough, and the pass is picked off by Roberts. Quickly up the court, Luna goes, and there's a scramble for the ball after a shot was up and no good. Weber comes down with the ball, calms everything down, gets it back over to Jensen. Jensen into the forecourt. Jensen wants to work on her defender. Gets it over to Rao. Rao in the corner to Larman. Larman, ooh, a nice entry pass down to Al Weber. Al Weber's jump shot. Got a hook shot, unable to come down. I'm sorry, Scaffolded blocked her shot, but Scaffolded came down with the ball and scrambled with it. So go back to Skagway. Oh, and Larman's wide open underneath. And Mocha Larman is rejected by Alaska Scaffolded. He came out of nowhere to block that right out of bounds. Another inbound attempt from Al Weber, unable to find a mark, but slapped out of bounds by Huna. And try this one again. Another inbound attempt by Weber, knocked out of bounds by Huna, and will reset over to Jensen in the corner. Her jump shot from 3-point land, no good, and Huna out hustles Skagway down the floor. But Skagway finally gets back on defense and stems the tide. Now Alaska Scaffolded throws one up from 26 feet, no good. Gets her own rebound. Ripples over on the right hand side, gets it back up top to Roberts. Roberts trying to work it down to Scaffolded. And that was good defense by Skagway, getting in the passing lane. And Al Weber showed a little fire out there. She rips the ball away from Scaffolded. A little angry, and good. You got to see some emotion out of these Skagway kids. They're starting to bring it here in the second quarter, 19-60 score. Buck 38 left to go in the half. The officials having a little bit of confusion on the floor. Looks like it's going to be Huna basketball underneath their own hoop, not Skagway basketball. I'm sorry, not underneath their own hoop, but under the Skagway hoop. Quick outlet pass goes to Lockerbie. Her 3-point shot, no good. Saddle for the rebound. Who's got it? Scaffolded has it. Hangs it up and in. For two more, 21-6 to score with a minute 25 to go in the half. Skagway comes over half court with the ball. Jensen gets it over on the left, over to Cox. Cox works it down to Mokolarvin. She tries a jump shot. It's blocked by Glover. Monique Glover blocks her, and they've got a run out. Huna has a run out, unable to contain the outlet pass, and a wild shot put up by Lockerbie. But Roberts is there for the pickup. Glover throws up a shot from the free throw line, elbow area, off glass and in. As you can tell by the reaction from the crowd, 23-6 to score now. And Huna is pulling once again. again on the left hand side. It goes to Cox. Cox wants to work it in. Loses the ball momentarily, picks it back up, and is assisted by Rao on the play. Cox gets it over on the right to Jensen. Jensen comes into the lane, gets it back out top to Cox. Cox beats Jensen. Oh, nice give and go. Jensen's jump shot too long. Out of bounds, and that's going to be off of a Hornet player. That's going to be Monique Glover. It's going to remain Skagway basketball. Weber to inbound the ball with 34 seconds to go. Gets it to Cox. Cox launches up a quick shot off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Lockaby. A high dribble all the way up the court by Lockaby. Gets it over to Stevenson. Stevenson wastes no time. Puts up a 3-point bucket. Puts up a 3-point shot. Knocks it down for the bucket. Under 20 seconds now to go. Skagway trailing 26-6. The lead is extended for Huna. Now has it. Gets it back to Jensen over on the left-hand side of Cox. Cox makes a move. Gets it back to Jensen. Jensen into the lane. Her jump shot from 15 is good. Beautiful little up and under by Jensen. And the three-quarter court shot by Ronnie Roberts is no good. Well, Skagway had some flashes there in the first half. They didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball when they were passing it. They were just kind of telegraphing the pass, let's say. But that's going to be something that gets addressed at the halftime. Coach Calise is going to go into the locker room and talk to them about possessing the basketball, how to make sure that if you got the basketball, you keep it until you shoot it. I don't want to just give the ball back over to them. Now, Huna made a lot of mistakes, too, but, boy, their hustle play was intense. Alaska Scaffolstead comes out on a bum knee. She was reported to not play at all. Comes out and puts up about 8 points, slew a rebound, steals. I mean, she's just all over the court. And that's what we got.